This is the Big K Morning Show. Thanks for choosing us. Going to be a hot one. 82 yesterday. You just heard Joe tell us it's going to be 87, 88 today. So hydrate. I joke about that. What would your doctor tell you? If you could talk to one, there has been a nationwide physician shortage. The average wait time for a doctor's appointment in big cities is 26 days. So what can we do about the doctor shortage? There's a group that thinks they have at least part of a solution. Dr. Natalie Gentile joins us from Direct Care Physicians of Pittsburgh. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You are in demand. How does that feel?
Yeah, it's really the wild, wild west out there, isn't it, with healthcare?
Yeah, it really is, Doctor. As you well know, we've gone through this pandemic, and we're still the residual effects of that. They're even talking about it in Congress yesterday with Dr. Anthony Fauci. But the reality, the practical part of that is it's devastated a lot of healthcare systems. It's caused shortages in nurses and physicians. And I know there are great minds at work to try to find some solutions. So tell us about this plan.
Yeah, so I think one thing to add there as well is, you know, it caused significant shortages, but I think the pandemic also greatly highlighted the significant distrust in healthcare system, right, between doctor and patient, between health systems and healthcare providers, right? So if there's not really the reason you went into medicine in the first place is no longer supported, I think that's furthering the problem. So part of what we do as direct primary care physicians is a very different model of delivering primary care that is, you know, our solution to this shortage in our small community. So direct primary care is a membership-based model of practice. Our patients pay a monthly membership. They have full access to us as their doctors. And one of the big issues we see with this physician shortage is, you know, clinics are very much overwhelmed, right? So docs have patient panels of, in primary care, at least 2,000 to 3,000 people assigned to them. And it's virtually impossible to take care of that amount of people, right? At least not properly and definitely not in a timely manner. So with direct primary care, most docs have 300 to 600 patients assigned to them. So you can imagine with such a smaller panel, you have docs that actually have control, right? And they have the ability to really, truly care for patients, increase access, decrease use of, you know, specialists, a lot of times ER visits where people, unfortunately, are using that for their primary care, right? ERs and urgent cares, which
yes,
is not appropriate resource.
That is 100% true. And I know a lot of people that say, just go to the emergency room, even though it's not technically an emergency.
Correct. Yeah. So we see inappropriate resource utilization.
You know, I talked to a couple that are lifelong Pittsburghers. They recently moved because of their children to just outside of Virginia Beach. And they said that their number one issue is they kind of took for granted the level of health care we have in this region compared to they couldn't get to see a doctor for months.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, unfortunately, that's happening here in Pittsburgh, too. I think because we have, you know, a big box health system on every corner, it seems like we've got pretty good, you know, access. And we do probably compared to other cities in that way. But nevertheless, you know, so many patients that end up coming to my practice say the same thing. I could never get in to see somebody, let alone see the same person, right? And I think when it comes to non-acute issues, so if we in primary care, what we call health maintenance or continuity of care based on people's chronic diseases, that requires seeing the same person if possible, right? And having that long-term relationship. When you're not retelling your story seven times, you're more likely to get somebody who's seeing your bigger picture. And we're losing that now, right? When you're going to see team-based care where you're seeing different people each time, you're losing that continuity, which is another major issue.
Yeah, they don't know you, and you're right. You feel once you get a relationship with a physician that you're happy with, you don't want to lose that. You kind of cling to that. Then it becomes really difficult, maybe in a lot of cases, especially if they're really good, because a lot of people want the same thing, right?
Yes.
But that model is a lot more difficult and challenging for a lot of people. So tell us about physician assistants who are, they're not doctors, but they are highly trained, and they can offload a lot of these kinds of things that people come to the doctor's office for.
Sure. So allied health staff, you know, and mid-levels can be definitely an asset to a health care team when working in conjunction with a physician. The training is drastically different between these two types, you know, these two categories, physicians and physician's assistants, as far as the amount of years, right, that you're going through training before you're actually out on your own. But absolutely a physician's assistant who's trained you really to work together with a physician and a team can be incredibly beneficial to increase that access. What needs to happen, though, is we need more physicians, right? Because in the end, the buck stops at the physician.
Right.
Right. And the decision making in the end always and liability come back to the physician. If we don't have highly trained physicians leading teams, we are still not fixing the issue. You might be increasing access, but are we increasing quality of care and safety? I don't know. You know, that's going to have to bear out. And that doesn't have to do with physicians' assistants not providing that. But if you have people who are trained with enough experience, that will increase our quality of care, right? Regardless of what level of training they have.
So you must feel quite a burden because, again, as a physician, you're in tremendous demand, especially even strangers that meet you at a social party or outing. They're like, oh, doc, while I got you, take a look at this.
I do
this,
a lot
right?
of curbside health care.
And I get that. So are we going to be able to make some strides here? Are we going to be able to find, I mean, the answer is more physicians, but if you don't got them, what do you do?
Yeah, so it's both, and it's a problem of increasing the number in the first place, right? So influx. We also have an issue of outgoing, right? So we have an aging physician population that are nearing retirement, and so we're going to have a problem of them leaving. It's also an issue of sustainability, and the current traditional insurance-based healthcare model is not sustainable for physicians. When you're told you need to churn and burn 25 to 40 patients through in a day and then come home to an inbox full, right? Like, that is not sustainable. And so we're going to have docs leaving for that reason as well. Healthcare needs to become what it used to be, which is the respect and trust between doctor and patient, the two-way street of that, and creating an environment that doctors actually feel safe, supported, and the art of medicine comes back, right? When those things start to happen, more people are going to want to go into medicine again, right? But can you imagine what's the pull right now? What's the driver to go into medicine when you're going to come out $200,000 in debt at minimum from medical school into an environment right now that is not supporting your job?
Not to mention the challenges of paying for the education for that.
Yes, correct.
Well, Doc, we will follow up, as you would say to patients.
I would love that.
Let's follow up. Thanks for your time. Fascinating, and appreciate your work.
Thank you.